Hello.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
All the best to you.
I was listening earlier when a caller was talking about insurance and lawyers and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He prompted me to call because I think he was making a very significant point.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, as you would say, you might hire a lawyer to do a job for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, I believe that there should be some information forthcoming that can help you to verify whether or not the lawyer has acted and the transaction was completed. Because, as he was saying, I have had a similar experience where I asked a lawyer to do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that the case was a good case, but yet I never was able to ascertain whether or not she was successful in completing the case or not, because she never passed me any information. And surely, as you say, insurance ain't going to pass any information. So if you were even going to take steps to put her before the bar or complain for incomplete business transaction or whatever, you can't do anything because you don't know nothing from no site. She ain't giving you information. And the insurance surely didn't give you the information. So I'm saying that in that way you can't move forward because...
So why hire the lawyer in the first place?
I'm
just querying. If you want information from the insurance company, you got an accident, you'd think that the insurance company is not going to take you on, and therefore you hire the lawyer. What is the reason for hiring the lawyer?
But listen, there are some situations that you yourself cannot really...
Execute. Understood.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in an environment where these people are available to you, and then I also say wherever there is this situation where people has to rely on people, mm-hmm. there should be much more accountability.
Because
you have to, you cannot do it for insurance, you cannot do it for lawyers, and there should be accountability. And in Barbados, there is no real accountability. They do what they feel like. So it is not like. You don't need them. You need them because they're there for that purpose. And if they ended a contract with you, then you should be able to find ways and means of finding out if that contract has closed or not. So they could keep you waiting for years, telling you nothing happened, and you don't know. By the time you get frustrated, the case might have been paid out or whatever, and they're gone with your money. So
unless,
I agree with you, gentlemen.
Not as a serious matter, but I'm just asking.
There should be some information that you can get to ascertain. You don't have to have all the information,
mm-hmm.
but the insurance will tell you, well, look, this matter has been closed, the lawyer has been, whatever. So
mm-hmm.
that there's some information that you as the person who are a lawyer should be able to get.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no information because, as you say cahoots. But I want to say that.
I didn't see, you just said, as you said, no, I will have you to clarify what you said. What I said is if you hire a lawyer, the relationship is, you hire the lawyer to represent you, and therefore the lawyer and the insurance company are the two who will be in communication, not cahoots, who will be in communication with each other. And the expectation is for you as the client is that your lawyer communicates with you and shares all the requisite information during the transaction that you guys have.
Definitely, but that has not been happening on occasions.
Right.
So therefore, we are saying, how then do you address this situation where
it's often
you
difficult,
go in good faith
and hire
a lawyer?
Yes.
And good faith and hire a lawyer
mm-hmm.
to do a job for you, and then it turned out that you come into the lawyer and ask saying, what happened? And the lawyer just continues to say, nothing happened yet. So eventually what happens, you get frustrated and you don't have no way of really verifying whether or not and if you even met the bar, you could only go accuse them because you still have to give lawyer time to verify that, to get the case size. So if you tell you none have an eye, you waiting. So it will end up time running away and eventually save some of my luck. You see this here?
Unless you write the insurance company on behalf of the lawyer to seek an update.
If the insurance company says that they can't give you information because you are going through a lawyer, so you can't in any way, what are you going to write the insurance to tell? Where's the thing? Because they can tell you they deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
you
wouldn't. The only thing I would say there is don't write as from you. But I can't suggest. I can't suggest that you forge for sure. So it's a serious struggle.
So it's a serious right. So and I told I experienced that, and just as the man mentioned, and I got a number of people would have experienced that there.
Yeah, that is true for sure. We've had too many stories of persons who have hired lawyers and haven't got what they needed or haven't got the timeliness as anticipated. I know processes can take long, but too often, especially in scenarios where there's an incident of an accident where somebody has to get paid out or a doctor fees, different things, people have to wait a little too long.
Oh, well, gentleman told me a time he sold the salon, and he gave the letter, the lawyer, this particular lawyer, the case. He goes into the lawyer now to get the case verified. This lawyer telling he about somebody else that he ain't her. And then when he gone to this person, the person again turn around. If you ever put a lawyer case in your hand, you should not pass it on to somebody else before letting me know that you pass it on for whatever reason. And I wouldn't do this, pass on your cases to other people and then frustrate you.
Not necessarily to other people. You must understand how some of these offices work. You may have...
No, I mean, I ain't talking office. I talking about outside office.
No, I'm talking about...
Pass it on somebody completely different. I mean, if you have an office with different clients in there, I can understand that.
But not clients, you mean different attorneys.
I mean different law attorneys in
right.
there.
So you go to the chambers and one person may be dealing with property law, another person may be dealing with family law. There are different elements of work and the specialist in the particular field is the one who's it is forwarded to.
But this was outside the that office setting.
Okay.
Somebody completely different. It was like handing down your case to somebody else.
Which could be an associate. Discussion. If you have a large load and you bring on a few associates, they may not be physically working in the office. I have one or two colleagues who work for entities and they're not stationed in the same place as the QC they're working for.
Or put this way, I don't want to go into detail of what the old gentleman told me.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole situation was to frustrate he said he did and then hold up on the finances. That's
real unfortunate.
Right. And that's why, because as old people sell the land, they know these people know that they may soon dead and they hold up on the people place.
We assume.
And see the money.
Let's say that we assume that's the intention.
And then they got the property. So this is always having barbers and something needs to be done about it. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that it's difficult for politicians because most politicians is lawyers too. So they're going to go back to their practice. So when they go back to their practice and they put laws and things and certain restrictions in place, it's going to affect them in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. But we're having too much unfair things happening with these people that you have to employ to do business for you.
Yeah.
So I agree, gentlemen.
Okay. Thanks so much for your contribution. It is hoped that, and I said this after Mr. P, and I'll say it after you, that more of our professionals operate in an above board fashion, look after your clients, and be kind to one another. We learned in primary school, one good deed deserves another, but we also learned the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, good morning, Ms. Lisa Gill.
Good morning, Lisa Gill speaking.
Yes, I called to help back. I guess the guy's name is P or Mr. P.
Mr. P. I want to back him. Mr. P. made a valid point, and he is entirely accurate in his perspective.
And the caller that now came true.
Mm-hmm. So they asked you for backing?
Well, they asked me for no backing, but I have.
So you called to lend your voice to the discussion?
I added my voice to the discussion of the nonsense that people do, insurance companies and other sources, such as lawyers and such like. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have an incident that happened, which is someone have a vehicle on the road with no insurance. And this is a company vehicle. No insurance, no road tax, no nothing. Right? Caused me damages. And we tried to pursue the guy by writing letters from a lawyer. Person never take any letters from the attorney. Then had to went to register letter to send it to him. Then he received that, signed for it. Insurance write him, let him know that they're not taking any responsibility because they have no insurance at the time of the accident.
Mm-hmm.
No respond. My insurance write him, no respond from him. A matter of then I had to go to my to the car garage to get an estimate that cost me money. cost me money with the lawyer, cost me money with the doctors for my injuries, and no response from the person. This is going to cost me money now to put the case into the Supreme Court or into a court matter, right? So having no insurance is a big problem, and these people don't respect the other person's rights on the road.
Question for you, sir. How are you feeling? How is your body doing?
Well, I ain't doing too well at all because I still suffering trauma and injuries because of the accident.
Has it stopped you from being able to work, being able to continue to play your trade?
Well, I can, but play my trade under so much pain.
Hmm.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that having no insurance and then no respect matter is a real serious a serious matter.
Yes.
So I'm just backing the guys on, putting my word to what the things that really goes on here in Barbados.
Full,
it's frustration, you know, it's real frustration.
Of course.
Yeah.
How long has this scenario been ongoing?
I don't know what will be outcome.
How long have you been suffering? How long could you say have you been suffering? Court.
The cases drag on and drag on and drag on. And then, you know, it's just be issues, and then you're out of work, you're out of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people put you out of business completely.
How long have you been suffering, if I may?
Well, very, very long time. A couple of years now that I'm suffering.
Mm.
So it's just an issue. Put me out of work, too. So
yeah, that's very unfortunate.
Just waiting to see how long it would take in the Supreme Court now before the issue is being dealt with, because the court is another issue.
And it's unfortunate that you would have to go through so many hurdles and loops and hoops and suffer at the hands of people who sometimes... And it's unfortunate that a company, as you're saying, would be the one without the insurance.
I could call the company name, but you shouldn't.
You would cut it off.
I know you'll cut it off.
But it's unfortunate that persons...
I know you'll cut it off. But what I'm saying, this is a big company that these people are making money all the time, and why not insure their vehicles to have it on the road?
Have you been able to write them and ask them? I mean, I'm
not
sure
the
you've...
first write them, because if I get the letter back from my insurance that they have no insurance, my process is to go to attorney at law to
Sir,
put this matter before the court.
I hear you. I'm just asking some questions because I'm a firm believer in trying alternative mechanisms when one doesn't work.
Well, the reason why it's not working, because if my lawyer write the guy and send a letter to him and he refused to take it, it's not my issue. It's not my way of going about to write him or to contact him. You understand?
But you can call the company, and I mean, I'm thinking there are other ways. In other words, if you think, and this is where the query came earlier when person suggests that lawyers take too long. If you think a lawyer is taking too long in one scenario, and yes, you have to go through the lawyer. A phone call to the insurance company, a phone call to the company
the
that was uninsured, a phone call to...
produce a letter that they're not taking responsibility for him because he had no insurance.
Right, and this is your insurance company.
No, my insurance is backing me.
But yes, he didn't have any insurance.
Yeah, he has.
So
no
there's
insurance.
No insurance company on his part.
Yeah, he had no insurance.
Right, so I'm asking if you can't contact the company... Can't your lawyer contact the company of whom
they already done do their paperwork, already contact each other, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, but is the person know this ain't going to pass the insurance because they're not taking liability for him.
Mm-hmm.
So it come know that they have to run as a court matter.
Okay. I wish you, I pray that this situation is quickly...
I would hope it never happens to you or anybody out there, because I know it's going to happen because people have no insurance on the road.
Too many people I'm hearing.
And then leaving other people with problems. And this thing, it only happens here in Barbados most likely. And cases take too long.
And in your scenario, the police would have responded to the incident and all that, all the...
To the incident, and I tried to contact the police to find out if this guy was being prosecuted, and you get no results back.
Mm.
You
no
get
response
no results
from the
back,
police.
So it's very, very annoying to see the kind of situations that people go through here in Barbados, and then your vehicle is written off or out of use, and you're completely finished.
Mm. That's really unfortunate, because you have to make a living, you have your family, you need to continue life, it shouldn't just stop at the... point of
but that's what I'm saying. That's why it got no to pursue no into the court. into the court system, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he's still continuing his business and running and feeling good.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to wish you well and hope that your case is expedited. Now you've brought it to the fore. Give the lawyer another shout. Let him know that you want to pursue on further matters. You said you want to process it now in the High Court. And I wish you success in your endeavor. I hope that your body gets better soon and that you're able to play your trade as you were prior to the incident. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Miss Gill.
Pleasant good morning.
How are you and your family?
This is my gentman from St. Joseph.
Yes.
Who drives a taxi. I wish you all the best for the 2020. I hope that you get plenty, not only visitors, but locals patronizing your business. And that you draw closer to the Almighty God.
Well, I would say yes, draw closer because I believe in Him. Mm-hmm. It happens so much. I want to deal with an issue, but after hearing the complaints and the slogan that out for 2020, that we are gathering, the gathering.
Not arguing, no, we. It's just we gathering, not we are gathering.
We gathering.
No we and no G. We gathering.
The gathering.
Rin. R-I-N apostrophe.
Okay. So that means coming together, right?
Yes. So you gathering for 2020?
But that's what I'm explaining to you. You have gathered so much information of the things that are happening in this country that does not suit the average man, that the gathering start here.
Here at BOB.
Mm-hmm. And brass tacks. You hear the complaints that happen in this country? So you are gathering ideas that you didn't know before. That happened in
that we didn't know before?
Well, how you talk, like, they had an idea called you with
but
the
when you came to your conclusion, because I respond to each person with queries and ask them about their specific case, you came to
but
the
you
conclusion.
You didn't give me that impression. Let some person speak to you, mm-hmm. An impression is a serious thing.
But no, I can't influence your impression if you think that I'm hearing this for the first time.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Now, we also heard for the first time the state of the St. Lucie District Hospital, where you have people on the from the hospital begging to come and assist in painting and such like because of the state of the hospital. That's another gathering. That's an idea that
that wasn't for the first time, though.
But, oh, Lord, I tell you what I hear on the radio. I can only speak about what I hear
on the
radio.
I'm telling you that I didn't hear it for the first time.
That you didn't hear that was happening at St. Lucie for the first time?
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure,
speak for you.
I'm sure that you heard what's going on at the QEH.
No, you can't sure call. No. Don't go down that road. You can't tell me what I hear.
But I'm telling you that you know that there are many other institutions that are in disrepair.
Lord, I talk about St. Lucie. How you get down there?
But you're suggesting that I'm hearing this for the first time. And you just said you believe in God.
Well, yes.
And Jesus Christ died that we may have life, not that our language.
People continuously, every day. Who want to tell people what to say?
No.
We don't come with agenda, and we don't want to tell people what to say.
No, sir.
You know why?
This is not one in this.
The linkage of Lisa Gill, the linkage of Jayan Haig, and the linkage of Corey Ward. Corey, I don't remember his name, cause I get turned off. All of you all are linked in one direction. I try to confuse people every day. The linkage.
It's so unfortunate you that are you come to this conclusion that the person who is speaking to you has an agenda, because the person who is speaking to you is choosing to speak differently from how you're speaking. That's unfortunate. But this is Down to Brass Tacks. I'm sure that our callers would appreciate that we're going to have different views sometimes, and sometimes we're not always going to see eye to eye, but let us never, in any of our conversations, say something that is not pleasant. You're on the air. I expect you to manage your emotions. Use words that are positive. I just started out at the beginning talking about those 20 things, and one of them is tolerance. We must tolerate that people will not agree with us on occasion. They will not say things that we agree with. And we must still be able to have a conversation. Down to Brass Tacks.
Greetings, my dear.
Greetings to you, sir. And may the Lord continue to cause his face to shine on you perpetually.
Thank you very much. And good morning and greetings to all our listeners.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Gill, mm-hmm. every day we get up, we are confronted with a need mm-hmm. to know the time. And sometimes we often question ourselves mm-hmm. what time it is. Mm-hmm. Is it time to go to work? Is it time to get that important meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a minute.
Daddy? Dr. Brass Stacks. He's on the phone.
sorry about that there, man. You got two phones.
That's
two
all right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even draws us to the point when the wise man Solomon said mm-hmm. at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, for there's an appointed time. Mm-hmm. Appointed time for every activity or purpose under the heavens. Mm-hmm. So my question would be, is are the listeners paying attention to the times that we are living in? Mm-hmm. Because the good book at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 says, mm-hmm. but know this, in the last days, critical times hard to deal with will be here. Mm-hmm. I when you use the term know this, it implies something is going to happen.
Okay.
And it went on to say at the first and second verse, men will be lovers of themselves. That means showing self-interest and selfishness. Mm-hmm. And then he said lovers of money. Mm-hmm. And one I like to highlight in that chapter, not open to any agreement. Mm. And this is what we're seeing today in the world. That going on now, I hope that our listeners are paying attention to what's going on in the world outside of Barbados. I mean, God is these very critical times we're living in. It doesn't say, though, the Bible doesn't say the world is going to implode, you know. It just people will be kind of like hard to get along with. Don't want reason. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is
it's
something
I... I actually also, I came to the conclusion, of course I would have come to this conclusion before, but it became more clear, crystal clear in 2019, that there is a reason behind many of the challenges that we face in society.
Yeah.
And it came, I heard a public figure speak on his perspective of why Barbados is having the challenges that they were having. And they came to the conclusion that poverty was the reason. And it was having a debate with my husband. Of course, we didn't agree on the discussion because we were back and forthing, you know, going off. And one of the things that I am sure of, if you look at the root of why we do the things we do and why the things that happen, ultimately, people do not, and we were created for a particular reason. We were created in a particular format. We were created in the likeness and the image of God. And therefore, we have purpose. And when you do not know your purpose, you will, if you're a chair and you don't know your purpose, you can walk around with one leg, though, and you're not going to realize that somebody is to sit on you. Likewise, if you don't know your purpose, if you are a speaker, you will have block holes, and nobody will get to hear through you as a medium. And human beings, we have a purpose. We don't operate in our purpose. We compare ourselves with others. We treat others poorly. We do a lot of things. And I say this without reservation. The reason for a lot of our societal problems is that we are trying to find economic solutions, political solutions. We're trying to find all kinds of solutions for social, for spiritual problems. A lot of people just do not know God. They don't walk with him. If you know God and you love your neighbor as you love yourself, if you love God as you love as he's Lord, you wouldn't treat people the way you do, bottom line. So things like accidents, if you recognize that you're wrong, you would say that you're wrong. Shouting at people and treating people with disrespect, scant regard for your own partner and those type things, it is because there's a lack of love. And where does love come from? It comes from God. I know people don't like to hear things that are religious, But I'm sorry for them. If you don't want to hear it, you close your ears. But we have too many people who are not kind to each other. They're not giving. They just want it their way. People have become extremely selfish. And that is why the society has had all the challenges it has had. When you talk about a little three-year-old playing with some other friends on a play park and they don't want to give that person their toy. Yes, that's normal. But you teach them that that's not the way. You must share. You must be kind. You must know how to relate to people. And unfortunately, some of them are not being taught how to respond to other people. They then become angry. They exhibit no self-control. And then we have a whole society with a whole bunch of three-year-olds who have not been taught how to do what they're doing. But then to find themselves at 30, at 40, at 50, carrying out the same behaviors they had in their first 7 years, formative years. And then we ask ourselves why the society is the way it is. If you see somebody who doesn't have, you share. Yes, sometimes you'll be fooled when you see somebody not treating the things that they should have the way they should. But a lot of it is because we have become godless. And because of that, it has impacted our society. Yes, society is not going to change because everybody becomes... let me put it this way. Everyone is not going to accept God. Everyone is not going to care for that reality. And therefore, we have to work in this world with people who will present challenges. We have to be more kind. We have to be more loving. And those of us who have this God, who love God, who serve God, must be kind, must not showcase the same behavior that others do, so that more people will come to know God. And this is one verse I will end on, that creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God, not for the people who have an opinion or the people who... It's for the sons and daughters of God. How do you become a son and daughter? You know, so I feel very passionate about it, and I will not hesitate to speak about it. I want to thank you so much for your continual contributions. I've told you this before. Keep sharing where you can, because somebody is listening at some point. This is Down to Brass Stats.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. And yourself?
Okay. Fine.
Wishing you all the best for 2020.
You as well.
A very statistical year. In all of its ways.
Thank you. Let me deal with this first. By the 11th of December last year, Standard & Poor's upgraded Barbados economy by six notches up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we're now at B minus slash B. I'm predicting that by the end of this year or very early next year, Barbados should be up in investment grade again, according to how much notches go up again. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very proud. I'm very glad that the country overall is showing a vast improvement than recent times. Mm-hmm. This is the sixth upgrade that we've gotten in 19 months, as opposed to 26 over the previous 10-year period. Very, 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 very good on the part 26? Of Barbados.
I realized it was so much. I thought it was 2022 downgrades.
Well, if you include...
Caracas?
Yeah.
Okay.
People tend not to include. They're not big, significant, but well...
Caribbean.
Caribbean, Trinidad and Company. But something that I also find rather interesting as well, now, when they resolved the local debt, people were saying that the bully or the Barbadians. Significantly, the same thing happened. A similar thing happened when the foreign debt, because participation was in the region of 93%, over above the 75% that was required to give Barbados, you know, the free reign. So that is on both counts, this excellent going on the government part, excellent going. Mm-hmm. I heard a gentleman call earlier, the foreign reserves now up to over $1 billion, $1.22 billion.
A couple days ago.
That's the last amount that the governor's central bank gave. So I don't know. He's supposed to be able to a quarterly report very soon.
I didn't hear you. No, you just said that. You heard a guy.
No, the governor. Central bank. That's based on the governor's central bank.
But what did he say? Sorry, I missed what you just said.
Oh, sorry. The reserves is at $1.22 billion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the last.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. I heard a guy call earlier, and said about how Barbados borrowing money and pumping up the chest or something like that.
That's not what he said.
Well, and
he asked the question.
Right.
Why is it that Caribbean countries borrow and then boast of, you know, improvement or recovery? And don't you have to pay it back? And it's a legitimate question he asked.
Yeah. But I didn't get, because I was in the process of really pulling the plug out from the radio.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't quite hear his question.
I can't believe you. For 2020, what I encourage you to do is to listen more carefully.
No, I was living in.
You say you was about to pull out the plug, though?
I don't pull the plug out when I call him, right?
Okay, understood.
So I don't get the feedback. So let me apologize to him. But I heard so many people are saying it. Mm-hmm. I thought he went along with the guys. But let me just say, not address him then. Address mm-hmm. the other guys that are saying, well, whole Barbados borrowed a lot of money. And let's also.
But they did, though. See, you know that they did, though. You must admit that that's a fact. That's not an opinion.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
But they had a choice.
Oh, I hear you, and I can agree with you, but don't say that. I'm dismiss somebody for making a factual statement.
No, I'm not knocking the statement per se.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying they should be ashamed if they are DLP supporters.
Let me let you speak.
Barbados National, in the 1994, the Arthur administration, right? The mm-hmm. national debt was at $2 billion. And in 14 years, they had another $4 billion to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Current to $6 billion. So they had $4 billion in 14 years. Now, this administration, the DLP
administration. How much was the debt before the. When in 2008, when Arthur left office.
Right.
What was
it? It was at $6
billion. Mm-hmm.
National debt was $6
billion.
Mm-hmm. And the DLP took it to $14 billion in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to show. And significantly, they had to run aground so much that by the end of their term, before the end of their term, they could not borrow. They could not borrow on no market, locally, internationally. So there's nothing wrong with borrowing. You get your problems when you can't service the debt. You remember when the Prime Minister, when the Mr. Sinclair and Dr. World went on a road show looking to raise some capital on the bond market, $1 billion, you remember that?
I remember. Mm-hmm.
And then they came back empty-handed. So I just like to remind these guys.
Only because we had, you must admit that the fundamentals were not very good at the time, and borrowing on the market became much more problematic. So they would, of course, come back with long hands.
But that's the reason why they didn't get any money, because they had Barbados on the brink of a devaluation,
mm-hmm.
right? They had a mountain of debt, didn't pay anybody.
So talk to me. You have highlighted some historical facts. What are the next steps? What are your suggestions going forward? What are your,
because they had faulty policies. This government.
Last administration had faulty policies.
They had faulty policies.
Okay.
Even Dr. Esper, when he addressed them in his year, address said that. He said the fault that Barbados was in the economic situation because it's their fault.
So your proposal then is that this administration is doing extremely well, given the vast improvement in last 18, 19 months.
Extremely, exactly so, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And in order for them to continue, what are two suggestions that you can raise?
No, I don't think I need to give him any suggestions. They're on the right track.
On the right track.
So one suggestion you get to get is just continue to do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, this administration, this BLP government, the BLP government mm-hmm. have never failed Barbados yet. They have never failed Barbados yet. They always carry Barbados to as far as they could get. So I have no doubt whatsoever
mm-hmm.
that they will just continue doing what it's supposed to be doing,
okay.
which is the right policies
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and watching the country grow.
Okay.
So I want to thank them, and I want to thank God first of all, and I want to thank them secondly.
Oh, Okay. Thank you so much for your contribution, Dr. Brastax.